Welcome to the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us every Tuesday night on BBSRadio.com. The wonderful, excellent, amazingly, just absolutely wonderful organization that brings you the finest of hosts in terms of consciousness and spiritual development, the political realities that face not just our people, but internationally. Every day, every hour, you've got fabulous hosts and great programming on BBSRadio.com. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. This is the Inside Hour. We come to you every Tuesday night, midnight on the East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific, and where I sit, it's 7 o'clock Hawaii time, in the middle of the beautiful Pacific Ocean, where we're planning the concert for the Living Water. So there's tremendous amount of movement in that area. Tonight, I'd like to have a guest come on in a couple minutes. His name is Michael Walton. He deals with Soma Magic, an organization that uses healing frequencies for basically curing whatever ails you. So we're going to be talking about that tonight and the wonderful blessings of revelation and electromagnetic musical mathematics that have been advanced to literally bring us into understanding of how the Creator creates so that we can recreate ourselves, body, mind, emotion, spirit, and really get down to the business that needs getting down to, cleaning up this mess that the global industrialists have created for profit. So typically on the Inside Hour, we start with a prayer. And I want to say a little prayer tonight for Reverend Roxy Hampton, who has been on our program regularly for the last 3 years as a co-host, and she's unable to join us tonight because she's prohibited politically now that she's in a position of administrative assistant to Councilwoman Emily Neoli on the Big Island of Hawaii. That the Creator, if you remember Roxy, those of you who are listening, have been listening to us and avid fans of the Inside Hour, know that we love Reverend Roxy and we wish her all the best all the time. But you know what's really interesting as we talk tonight about the concert for the Living Water, keep in mind that now Reverend Roxy in a position of leadership in the politics and administration of the county government here on the Big Island of Hawaii is sitting in a position, the perfect position, to help us administer this amazing event, this potentially the world's most spiritually uplifting event and certainly the world's most honoring water event. And this is truly amazing that she's in this position. So I want to say a little bit of prayer tonight for Reverend Roxy in her position. I know she needs a lot of help and support in that way. And I'm going to ask you also listening to join us. So let's give it up to the Creator as we have traditionally done on the Inside Hour. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. You thank you. We thank you. We thank you for all of these things that you give us freely without ever asking for anything but simply a humble thank you. We thank you for the air, and we thank you for the water, we thank you for the food, we thank you for the opportunity to commune with you and each other through our hearts in love. We thank you for this spiritual blessing and this capacity for interaction, divine, that we can bring your divinity to humanity, and we ask you for all of the resources, personal, financial, everything that's necessary to serve you to the best of our ability. And we ask for a special blessing for Reverend Roxy Hampton tonight so that she may be enabled and empowered maximally to serve you. We ask for you to be able to dispatch angels against her enemies and those who are attacking anti-Emily so that Emily Neoli can administer for the people, to the true people of Hawaii, the real natives here who have been decimated by the Anglo-American genocide. We ask for a special blessing and uplifting of the ancient Hawaiian traditions that now Reverend Roxy Hampton is in a position to serve. We ask that you enable her in all ways so that she's successful in her job. With that, I say, amen. Heavenly Creator, thanks a lot. And folks, thank you very much for listening to the Inside Hour. I want to bring on Michael Walton, who has been engaged in the most amazing research that I've seen in the last several years. Michael had some discoveries that I want to ask him to share with you tonight with regard to the frequencies of divinity. We've talked in the past months about the perfect circle of sound. We've talked about that perfect circle being composed of 9 core creative frequencies that literally produce a musical, mathematical matrix of reality. In fact, that's what you're experiencing right this moment, that we've talked about how you are literally a digital, that's a mathematical, musical, bio-holographic, that's biology and holography, precipitation, like the rain, you come together in the clouds, in a spirit, you come together, precipitation, crystallization, your body's made of tiny microcrystals. Water itself is a crystalline structure, it's a liquid crystal. H2O is in the shape of a pyramid, a tetrahedron structure crystal. So you're a precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibration, the vibration of mathematics and music. The Bible talks about that as the word. The word is sound. Sound is electromagnetic frequencies. What's that? Simply math. So the Creator's language is math. And I want to introduce our guest who's been working on the mathematics of this perfect circle of sound and using the most advanced technology on the planet and beginning to study how this whole circle of sound is related to what it is that we're doing, both with a concert for the living water, producing healing music for the planet, for people. Let me introduce Michael Walton. Michael, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me on, Lon.
My pleasure. It's great to have you join us. Michael, thank you so much for the work that you've been doing this week. It's very, very exciting. Give folks a little bit of background about yourself and what you do before we get into the technical details.
My background is recording engineering and 3D computer animation. I began studying the human chakra system, which is the energy centers that flow throughout the body. And I began working with specific frequencies and their clinical and non-clinical effects that occurred when using vibroacoustics to heal and work with these energy centers. That was sort of the basis of my work, and it's led me to where I am now, which is producing conscious music and music that allows individuals to heal both within and emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically, and that's where I'm at currently with my work.
What's the most exciting thing that you do?
Creation.
Creation, in terms of recreating people's bodies and health using vibration?
More on the level of creation of music and creating tools that do just that, help individuals heal emotionally, spiritually, physically.
And so you have found in the past that, you know, working with certain frequencies of sound, you mentioned to me earlier in the week 128 as a base level frequency. And we've been talking on this program about 528 hertz frequency, the frequency of love. And so you have kind of like done some sophisticated analysis and applications of how like 128, the frequency of the lower chakra relates to 528, the upper chakra. Is that right?
Yes, it is. They actually correspond in a really unique way, which is something that I have been working on for the last several months, is 128. I've been utilizing 128 hertz to listen to for deep meditative states and also to use as a base frequency for various types of states of consciousness. And one thing that I discovered is that 528 for individuals that are aware of octave ranges, 528 when you take it down 3 octaves actually becomes 132 hertz. Well, utilizing binaural recording or brainwave entrainment techniques, you can actually place 128 hertz, which is a frequency that when listened to over an extended period of time with deep breath work and a technique called japa, it's just the repetition of the name, just the repetition of the sound, the name of God, just a simple awe. This technique will actually, on each breath, you'll begin to recognize a realignment in the spinal column, which I found extremely fascinating, and other individuals that have utilized this tool have found the same type of results. So when I began working with a perfect circle of sound, I found that three octaves down, 132 hertz. Well, when you place 128 hertz in one ear and 132 hertz in another ear, that leaves a range of 4 hertz. And this is the basis of the technique used for brainwave entrainment and binaural beats or binaural recordings. And to move into a state of, to move into a brainwave state which allows for the 4 hertz range to be implemented, it has dramatic effects, such as becoming more aware of the subconscious mind, the conscious mind, being able to work within these memory patterns. It opens up psychic abilities and enhances brainwave activity altogether. So there's tremendous benefits utilizing both this as a technique and also implementing these into various types of music production, which is another part of my work.
Wonderful. You know, folks listening, if you haven't gotten the DVD called the Love Code DVD or the Love Code Seminar Musical Healing Celebration DVD by Tetrahedron Publishing Group, and I'll give out a number in a couple minutes. It's online at www.healthyworldstore.com. Those two works will give you great amount of background as to what Michael is saying, particularly in regard to Leonardo da Vinci and his tremendous genius, his prophetic and visionary capability, his artistic and scientific prowess. His capabilities were superhuman, we say, but the truth of the matter is they are naturally, normally human. And the fact is that we have been dumbed down to the max, primarily by shifting of the musical frequency vibrations that we've been listening to and that surrounds us. For example, the 60 cycles per second electrical wires that run through your house that you're constantly literally feeling on a deep subliminal subconscious level, very subtle vibrations that your body is engaging. For those of you who sleep next to digital radios, or if you sleep in a home and you don't have one, you go to a hotel, you sleep next to a digital radio, you can't sleep. It keeps you up. It's gnawing. And essentially it's stressful. It's dissonance to what the natural frequency vibration of the spiraling universe as well as the spiraling vortices in your chakras in your own Holy Spirit-filled temple. It's in dissonance. And so this is what we're typically engaging now by an Illuminati, if you will, a global petrochemical pharmaceutical beast that has literally sown the seeds of decimation of the population instead of the spiritual uplift that we're all capable of experiencing. So what Michael's really talking about is when he's doing research and investigating these relationships within the brain using frequency vibrations, he's really talking about what Plato, Pythagoras, Aristotle, and Vitruvius taught Leonardo da Vinci, which was the monochord math. The monochord was an instrument, a single-stringed musical instrument with a movable bridge that when you move the bridge, the frequency vibrations of the sound changed, and it had a certain impact on the portions of the brain that opened up this creative, intuitive center, which is in healthcare and in health science and in psychotherapy, it's known as the right brain versus the left brain, fear-based, egoic, worried, troubled, guilty mind that keeps you stressed if you don't establish a balance within it. So what we're really talking about is balancing, and that's what he was talking about. Michael, what else can you tell us?
Well, it's this these types of use with sound and sound therapy and healing with sound is all part of a natural development process that we are now going through as human becomings. We are now becoming more aware of the uses of sound. We are now becoming more aware of the type of input. We're being more selective of our input, are more selective of the content that we allow ourselves to be susceptible to, and this is all part of the shift. It's a revolution in human consciousness, and Abraham Maslow was doing, he's a psychologist who became famous for his hierarchy of human needs. And when he developed this theory in the 1950s, he predicted the transformation of humanity into a realm of spiritual transcendence. And,
interesting. You know, just last night I was having dinner with colleagues who were talking about how right now with the economic collapse and the potential for infectious diseases and shortage of water, all of this dehydration and starvation and pestilence and wars and rumors of wars and earth changes, how we need to literally invest in and make preparations for and provisions for basic Maslow's hierarchy of human needs, which basically is physiological needs, water, air, food, and then shelter, and then safety and security, as well as love and belonging, friends and family, bring those people around us that we can depend on. So this is, again, when you talk about frequency, vibration, it's very, very interesting. I think this is one of the basic physiological needs. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And, you know, as we, you know, one of the really interesting aspects of working with the human energetic system is that everything that we relate to in the physical world resonates within the first three chakras. And this is our, in essence, our relationship to the physical understanding of self, the physical understanding of needs, those basic needs that you were speaking of, with the food, shelter, and then once we maintain or become fully satisfied with that aspect of our needs being met, we can move into higher needs or higher values, and then we start moving into the heart center of the chakra system, which is now where people are beginning to jump to. It's the leap of faith, and it's the movement between, it's the movement from the third chakra, which is your solar plexus, into the heart chakra. And this is all just the natural evolution of human beings.
So you mean as right now there is a spiritual renaissance ongoing whereby we are inherently, just like the cosmology, shifting into a, let's say, an Aquarian energy vortex, which basically higher values, the meta values, such as Maslow talked about, beyond expression of love and belonging and self-esteem, we have self-actualization, where the whole self now is really the highest self, which is God. God is the source of all, and we're all connected to that source of creation. And so the identity and identification with this divine essence is the highest evolutionary step. Now, interesting, as we now are engaged, and so many people engaged in the spiritual renaissance, and so many of the Insight Hour listeners are already feeling what we've been talking about for several years now, a spiritual uplift, synchronicities happening in people's lives, incredible things manifesting. You know, you're thinking of something or someone where you're working on special projects, and like miraculously they manifest. I had several of those happen today already, we're going to have guests on the Insight Hour over the coming weeks and months that deal with us with evolving live H2O, the conscious of living water, that will have the opportunity to interview on the Insight Hour and celebrate the spiritual renaissance together. But this is the kind of meta needs that Maslow talked about we evolving into. And then as we are engaging this, look what they're doing in the Middle East. Look what they're doing in the healthcare system with the vaccination and the contaminations and the intoxications of the populations. Look what they're doing to our children with the mercury toxicity. Look what they're doing with our food. Totally, absolute garbage. Look what they're doing with the water and the drinks. Aspartame to chlorine and fluoride poisoning. So this is what's really fascinating. We've come to a place in history and evolution of civilization whereby really there's a remnant or a few of us, let's say, or a minority of us that is growing and is being enabled and empowered by the highest divine source of intelligence and creative capability, as well as we're engaging in peaceful, let's say, protest and peace initiatives to bring about this shift in the worst political time in history. But yet we win. You want to talk a little bit about what inspires you and gives you a vision of continuing this kind of work and knowing that you're on the winning side?
It's a matter of love, really. It boils down to a matter of increased maturity. You know, self-actualization is an effect that a person experiences after they have a difference to a hierarchy or authority, and this increasing number of people that are experiencing this, when a person abandons the impositions of external authority and they become their own self-directed authority, then they become far more functional in the world that we live in now.
Yeah, and I tell you, it takes some, you know, self-confidence and intelligence to be able to negotiate those troubled waters, because those can be extremely challenging. Everything from the system of injustice and the tax collection systems to the indoctrination systems that we call education and schooling. All of those are very, very interesting and very challenging when you begin to open up to the reality of how reality is created, you know, through the vibrations.
Absolutely. And, you know, you were speaking of the chloride and fluoride, chlorine and fluoride in the water. You know, it's a goal with these types of control mechanisms. One of them in particular, that has a tremendous impact on the pineal gland. And their goal is to shrink the pineal gland. The pineal gland is what ultimately fuels the opening of the sixth chakra, which is the third eye. You know, it's the gateway to your inspiration, the way that you are connecting with your higher self, your sense of being inspired and being identified outside of the physical world.
Yes, it is, and that's an extremely important organ, folks. The pineal gland is at the center of your hypothalamic pituitary axis, which is running your major conductor for your endocrine system. All of the hormones that are flowing through your body are primarily regulated there, as well as it's in the center of your hemispheres of your brain, in the forebrain. And it is the organ that allows for species to migrate thousands and thousands of miles without a road map, without getting lost, because it's a honing mechanism into the electromagnetic frequencies. Again, here we're talking about sound, subliminal sound that you can't hear, but yet it is a vibrational essence of spiritual energy that is being following and is literally calling to the species as they migrate to live their lives. And likewise, we have the same pineal gland and the same gyroscope that brings us back into this literally meditative communion with the Most High, with the Creator, with our Source, that can give us this blessing of peace within, from which then, because of that, we're enabled and empowered not to be distracted, but to be optimally creative. And so this is the kind of concept and the healing process that Michael is engaging in with Soma Magic, with regard to tuning his instruments now to the perfect circle of sound and developing music that will be played not just during Live H2O, the Concert for the Living Water, upcoming this summer solstice, June 19th through the 21st. And for those who have not gone online yet and not checked it out, highly urge you to do it as soon as you possibly can. Go to livehh2o.org, livehh2o.org, and we've had a great blessing in the last week. We've had a growing number of awesome, incredibly blessed and blessed human beings who are coming forward now with organizations that have already been activists in world peace and in spiritual healing, all understanding the divinity of water, how water is part of the triune God, to be honored and glorified, as well as prayed over for maximal blessing, and literally, in essence, the universal solvent is available. Water, the universal solvent, is available to respond to our greatest urgings, our greatest needs. That is the need for free energy. We want to break away from the petrochemical, pharmaceutical industrialists that are poisoning the environment and our Holy Spirit-filled temples. The best way to do that, invest in water. Water with hydrogen, H2O, hydrogen is fuel that can run machinery, that can run engines, and free energy devices as well. So all of this is what we're engaged in now, understanding water as being a superconductor of what? Energy, frequency, vibrational resonance. So we've had wonderful people that have come online. I want to welcome, for example, to Live H2O and in support of the work that we're doing for Live H2O, the Whirling Rainbow Foundation. You can go to whirlingrainbowfoundation.com and get some fabulous information there about a sister, White Eagle, who has been engaged with the most magnificent drum that puts out such an amazingly divine frequency that as you listen to it, you're actually connected to the Creator's musical mathematical matrix that the religious world calls the Kingdom of Heaven. I want to thank also Red Velvet Media for coming on board to Live H2O. Holly is available now, who's going to be doing some wonderful PR work, and very exciting news is coming forward. We'll be able to share with you as more and more celebrities and musical stars and geniuses and all sorts of experts in the field of music and mathematics and water science. I want to welcome William Marks. He is the author of Water, Voices of the Music of Water. That is a fabulous read and is an award-winning book. He has also joined our organization and is now heavily promoting Live H2O. Let's get back to the subject matter, Michael. Let me ask you, what have you discovered in the last week with regard to the perfect circle of sound, with regard to the Korg synthesizer that you work with called the Oasis?
When I went through a process of micro-tuning this particular instrument, I had to use the 9 frequencies of the circle of sound, and I had to tune them to match that of the parameters of the Korg Oasis. One thing that I found most fascinating as I was moving through each note, when I got to the F sharp note, which is actually it's the high heart, and Owen Waters wrote a book called The Shift, The Revolution in Human Consciousness. He wrote a book that was discussing the movement from the base chakra. You know, I mean, when you tune the human body, you have to, it's just like tuning a piano. You start with a C note and you work your way up. The way the chakras work is C is the first, D is the second, E is the third, F is the fourth, and F sharp is actually the high heart. It's right before you move into the throat chakra. And he discusses in the book that the F sharp is, once we get to a point of the square root of the population reaching F sharp, that it'll be a revolution and a shift in human consciousness across the board, bigger than the industrial age, bigger than the information age. It's going to be something unlike we've ever seen. And one thing that I found very fascinating is that the matching note that completed the perfect circle of sound was F sharp, and that matches a scale like we have now that is currently 440. And the interesting aspect of that is when you look at what would be the perfect way to sort of throw the human body off balance or out of resonant frequency with the heart, which would be to do just the opposite. When you work with the human body and tuning it, you start with the C note and you work your way up. Well, the best way to detune or make the human body out of resonance with itself or without resonance with the heart is to do just that. The interesting thing is taking F sharp and working your way down to throw each note off. And that's essentially what the 440 scale does.
Now, that's totally fascinating. Folks, let me see if I can put that in other words so that you can understand. Michael Walton, who's online right now, has been doing an investigation using frequency vibrations, starting with tuning forks that Jonathan Goldman, who's the world's leading sound healing expert, who's engaged with us with advancing live H2O, the concept of living water. He has taken those tuning forks and he has changed the tuning of his Korg synthesizer to match those. He's got the most advanced Korg synthesizer in the world. And that as a result of doing this research, he's determined that as you move up the scale, if you're normally tuning an instrument or if you're normally tuning a human body for optimal health and well-being, you would start with the lower chakra. You would start with a C note in a scale, such as you're tuning your own body, and you would move up to ultimately get to a higher level of, just like we talked about earlier, meta needs, metaphysical expression of a spiritual calling, a higher anointing, gifting, prophetic vision, capabilities that are superhuman as we think of them today. You get a higher level of understanding when the heart itself is in divine resonance and your life becomes the manifestation of heartfelt, loving intent, intention to create. And by the way, we've talked about this on this program, how Nikola Tesla, last century's greatest genius, always prayed before he even turned on his machines, his free energy devices included, because prayer is the most powerful of all creative types of efforts or actions. So now the concept that we listen to, and all music today is tuned to A440 frequency. Michael has discovered, and you're hearing it first on the Insight Hour on BBSradio.com. It's a historic revelation, extremely powerful. You understand that the music you listen to on radio every day is A440 tuned. All music is tuned that way. What Michael has discovered is the greatest way to dumb down humanity is to start with 440 as A, as your tuning, because it matches the higher heart without giving you the foundation. In other words, it's like trying to do a engine tune-up on your car without having wheels on your car. You've got nothing to stand on, so the car is not going to go anywhere if you have an excellent tuned engine with no tires on it. Basically, it's not a very good vehicle. Likewise, what Michael's talking about here is now scientifically, with his instruments, determining that F sharp in the Creator's musical scale, F sharp in your body, Holy Spirit-filled temple, is the same as A440, the frequency that all music is tuned to. But it leaves out C, D, E, F, which is like your tires. You need to have those frequencies in balance in your Holy Spirit-filled temples in order to fully actualize the higher heart to be able to create with heartfelt loving intent what it is that you want to create in your life. So it is the literally, just like we've talked about on the Insight Hour previously, if you read the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse that we came out with back in 1998, you see that the English language that I'm speaking now is the greatest dumbing down language ever invented. It's the reason why you say X and your spouse hears Y, and you get into arguments because one thing doesn't seem like the same thing to somebody else when they hear it. So the flipping of Hebrew alphanumerically to create this dumbing down language called English, we showed you in Healing Codes, was a complete reversal. Literally 180 degree flip backwards what was one, 2, 3 in Hebrew was 3, 2, 1 in English. So Hebrew is a sacred language. It's one of those languages like ancient Aramaic and Babylonian and Sanskrit that when you spoke the words, the frequency of the words, and by the way, your lips are the creative instruments. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, labia, retum in Latin. The labia, the lips, just like female in the reproductive tract gives birth. This is what the lips do. This is why Jesus said, Yeshua said, you will be judged by every word that comes out of your mouth. It is a creative language and it's a creative act to speak. The energy has either a resonance of harmony and love vibration, or it has a dissonance and a fear-inducing or stressful or a hateful type of resonance. And the effect takes place, that is the judgment, the response, as you so shall you reap, takes place virtually instantaneously in every cell of the billions of cells in your body, feels the dissonance or feels the harmony. So this flipping of the English language is what they did for the communication systems on this planet, what we now call the New World Language, English, is a flip reversal complete backwards. We also ran into this same understanding when we looked at colors. We looked at, in the healing codes, we looked at how colors were changed in the churches to literally suppress the spirituality. In, for example, the stained glass murals to suppress the spirituality. We talked about other reversals. We talked about David John Oates' work on previous Insight Hours, whereby you can get the truth out of people's speeches, like a Clinton speech. If you play it backwards, you'll get that truth revealed. Now, Michael has come out with this understanding based on this research this past week that the sound setting of A440 as being the standard is the greatest reversal in the music that could have been accomplished. As a result, we now have, instead of a lot of love on the planet, we have a lot of dissonance and hate. Everything from jealousy and guilt and fear is induced primarily because of frequency. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, you know, and there's some individuals that may think that, you know, it's just a little bit off, but just like all mathematics, physics, and anything that utilizes in programming, if there's just one letter off, or there's one decimal point off, it can cause tremendous imbalance, or the equation will not work. And that's one of the most fascinating things about this, is that all it takes is a little bit of a shift and someone can move into resonance, or an individual can move into their sacred purpose or their higher intentions and be in full alignment with what it is that they intend to create or they intended to create before incarnation.
Right. Folks, I want to give you something practical to understand, to realize where we are on the threshold of transforming everything on our planet by this simple revelation. Michael just said it beautifully. All it takes is a tiny little shift. And in his work this week, he found out that, Michael, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe you found out that the C is actually 443 hertz. Is that right?
That's correct. It's actually 443.
443.06 hertz, I think it was.
Well, that's just when you're working on certain external gear, some of them don't allow for precise tuning.
Okay.
The Korg Oasis itself allows for tuning within a certain range, and
like a hundredth of a hertz.
It's a hundredth. It's actually a tenth of a hertz.
Beautiful. So folks, the point that I want to really emphasize here is that a slight amount of being off. In other words, you have the opportunity to get a full measure of broadcast download from the Creator with tuning in properly to the perfect circle of sound. So in this case, there being A440, and if you're playing A440 in the 440 scale, if you play C and your C is in A440 or tuned to A440. That means that you're literally only a little bit off, but that little bit is the same little bit as if you were listening to your favorite radio station, and you, let's say 99.6, and you then tuned your digital radio dial to 99.7. That's 1/10 of 1 hertz frequency different. And what happens? You no longer get the clear messaging and communications and music, you get static. And if you listen to that static long enough, you get sick. That's why most of you turn it off right away. You go to something else that's a clear broadcast. It's intelligible. This is what we're talking about. The problem is that when the whole world has been tuned to A440 hertz frequency in their music, over all these, literally these centuries now, it's been centuries since this was implemented. It was, I believe, in the 1500s. At the time when they began to develop the English language was in the 1400s. In the 1500s came the King James Bible. The English became the main Bible. The Bible became the main way that the English language was going to be promoted. And that subsequently now we are engaged in backwards communications. Likewise now, we have been used to listening to music that is subliminally stressful, instead of engaging fully a divine frequency literally coming from the heavenly throne in resonance and harmony with a musical mathematical matrix of all creation. In other words, all of nature is vibing to what human beings are not. The birds and the bees are humming and singing literally to the frequencies that Michael is talking about. You can bet your booties they didn't block the heart chakra when they decided to buzz at a frequency that they're buzzing. They started it like all of nature, like normal pianists who tune their instruments, practice. They start with the foundation, with the C. If you start with C, and the C, you've got, Michael, what is the real C note?
Current C is 440, and
yeah, I know that's not right.
If you take a look at 528, 528 actually comes in at C, and it comes in when you shift it down 2 octaves, it's actually 132.
Okay, now folks, notice what Michael said just now is that the real C, according to his research, is 528, which is what we've been saying for literally since 1999, when we came out with the perfect circle of sound based on Dr. Joseph Paleo's initial revelations of the original musical scale called the solfeggio. It was ut, re, mi, the third note of the original musical scale. The frequency is 528, and it's the miracle note. Miracle 528 or miracle 6, because 5 plus 2 is 7, plus 8 is 15. Then you take the 1 and the 5 and 15, that's a 6. So MI6, you've just diagnosed how British Secret Service got its name. You've just understood now, you've learned why Haydn's 96th symphony called The Miracle is 9 plus 6, that's 15. Essentially 1 plus 5 is 6, it's miracle 6. That's the love note of the universe. We now have advanced, and this is why I urged you, and let me give you that toll-free number I told you I would give you. If you've gotten your pencils, take this number down. This is how you order the book, Love, the real Da Vinci Code. Do the mathematical exercises in that book so that you begin to turn on that right brain. It's all math. You play with the math, you play with the music and the frequencies, you engage yourself with the symphony of divinity, and you will open up this extremely creative, genius mind that Da Vinci had. It's the heart mind. It's not the ego mind that you're turning on with the truth that shall set us free here. It is the musical, mathematical matrix of divinity, again, the kingdom of heaven in the religious world. Jesus said it is not far off. He said the kingdom of heaven is near. He did not mean temporally far off in time. He did not mean the year 2012 will experience the kingdom of heaven. It's right here. It's right now. It's a parallel universe and parallel realities. It's a matrix that's flowing right here, right now, and manifesting you as literally a digital bio-holographic precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibration. You are the music. You are the manifestation of the Creator's heartfelt prayer coming through the word, sound, frequency of love primarily. 5 to 8 hertz. That is love hertz, the love frequency of divinity. That shall bless humanity maximally because of this concert for the living water that we're preparing to do this coming summer solstice. Here's the toll-free number. Get the book Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. Order the DVD called The Love Code DVD and order the DVD documentary called The Love Code Seminar, Musical Healing Celebration. It just came out 2 weeks ago. By calling toll-free 888-508-4787. That's toll-free 888-508-4787. Or go online to healthyworldstore.com. Healthyworldstore.com. Order the Love Code Seminar DVD. Order the Love Code DVD documentary and order Love, the Real Da Vinci Code book. And you will be fully blessed. You'll be completely integrating this wonderful revelation about how divinity works miraculously using music and sound and frequency. So literally now see is where we need to begin to build everything. That means love, which is the core center of the electromagnetic spectrum. In other words, if you look at the rainbow, the color of the rainbow at the center is a greenish yellow. That's 528. You can think of 528 as the yellowish green when you think of a baby leaf budding in the springtime. That beautiful, beautiful, fresh color is love, 528. And when you realize this and you begin to apply this in your life and in your creative works, everything from music, literally we have the capacity to revolutionize. The word revolution, it involves a circle, revolving, going in a circle, back to the beginning. This is the beginning music that shall set everybody free. So this is what we're talking about. The love frequency is the center of the universe. It's the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum. It's the only number that's also the center of the sound spectrum, 528. You can get a lot more information online about this subject of 528 and love at www.love528.com. Love528.com, and you'll see that this is part of the live h2o.org website, which is the Concert for the Living Water main website. And also, if you go to liveh2o.org, there'll be a link there. You'll find it, and you may even find it easier if I give you the website that it's linked from liveh2o.org. And love528.com. It's linked on healthyworldsolutions.com. That is Healthy World Distributing supports us. Your purchases from the Healthy World Store and by calling toll-free 888-508-4787 for health information and advice and the best products in the industry to bring you back to health as quickly as possible, guaranteed or your money back. Basically, that's Healthy World Store. HealthyWorldSolutions.com is where I posted this past week an essay prompted by Jonathan Goldman. It's called Apocalypse and the Ark of the Covenant. the ARK. The word itself, ARK, A-R-K, stems from the word A-R-C. Read the dictionary. And the word A-R-C, as in architect or architecture, as in arch, as in archway, as the Greek archways were the most stable structures. They kept the structures of the great Grecian temples, and then Rome copied Greece, and the architecture followed the arches as the most stable and beautiful structure. Arch involves that spiraling of this music that we're now talking about. And Victor Showell, we've posted his beautiful work this week also, completed the complete set of 9 Vic Showell papers on the website I just shared, love528.com. You'll see a section of that website. It says Pi, Phi, and 528. Pi, of course, and Phi, along with the Fibonacci series, are the primary constants in physics and mathematics and in nature. And so this is the fundamental understanding is provided here, where you begin to see that what the perfect circle of sound that Michael's talking about here in reference to health and healing and the concert for the living water and the perfect circle of sound is actually a spinning frequency matrix whereby the mathematics actually cause the spiraling of not just the entire universe, but every single chakra in your body. If you really want to get yourself tuned up and recreate yourself, evolutionize yourself maximally with optimal divinity, then you'll want to grasp these frequencies and begin to work the math, play it, literally play it, listen to the music. That is exactly what Jonathan Goldman has done and why his CD called Holy Harmony, which utilizes all 9 of these frequencies, has become the most powerful healing CD and the most appreciated healing CD on the planet, because he's used these frequencies, and that's what this is all about. Michael, do you have anything else to share? We've just got a couple minutes left.
No, I just want to say blessings to everyone that's listening, and much love, and I just look forward to seeing the Concert for the Living Water, the Live H2O, come to life, and everything that it heals in the process.
Well, thank you, too, brother. I appreciate everything that you're doing. Folks, I want to ask for you also to pray for Michael, because what Michael is doing is literally historic. In his little laboratory with his most advanced technology, his musical instruments, he is literally, I'll tell you, folks, honestly, you know what he did this week? By tuning that synthesizer, that oasis, to the perfect circle of sound, 396-417-528. He went through it just like he was telling you tonight. He started with the C of 528, and then he retuned with every tuning fork that we've gotten from Jonathan Goldman. We've retuned his synthesizer. It was akin to, get this, it was virtually identical to what King David did way back. King David, you know, wrote Psalms. He was in love with the Creator. What he did to heal people was he tuned his harp. King David's harp was what the instrument that David used to heal people. And what caused the healing was what we were talking about tonight. And Michael in his lab, in his musical studio, literally created the most advanced Korg synthesizer on the planet to be singing the tones of divinity and the frequencies that bring about miraculous healing. And that's why I ask for you to pray for Michael, because of this experiment and this beautiful evolution in consciousness and musical understanding that he's bringing about in his studio really deserves your prayers and thanks. Michael, thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
You too.
You're well.
Folks, we've just about come to the end of an Insight Hour, and I want to thank you again for supporting us through Tetrahedron Publishing Group, all the books, tapes, DVDs, CDs that you purchase from HealthyWorldStore.com, published by either Tetrahedron Publishing Group, which involves Tetrahedron Records now and Tetrahedron Films. The DVD documentary, The Love Code Seminar DVD, is a Tetrahedron Film production. The book, Love, The Real Da Vinci Code, is from Tetrahedron Press. And the music of Scott Huckabee, for example, Live Love in 528, is brought to you by Tetrahedron Records. So I want to thank you for supporting us, keeping us on the air on BBS Radio. It does cost money to be on this network, so folks, please continue to make your contributions simply by buying what it is that we're telling you is the best thing that you could possibly listen to or the best things that you can possibly take into your body. OxySilver.com, by the way. If you haven't tried that and you've gotten on board with that, get on board with OxySilver.com. OxySilver.com is going to bring you into revelation concerning how water, the precious creative juice, with a little bit of nano silver, has the capacity to make all vaccinations, deadly as they are, and all poisonous antibiotics obsolete. Imagine a world without infectious diseases. It's very, very possible and doable right now. At least in your own family, you can keep your loved ones free from all infectious diseases, terminate everything from hepatitis and herpes to AIDS by OxySilver.com. And essentially that is silver hydrosalt with 528 love frequency in it, resonating in it. In other words, beyond giving you a full broad-spectrum antimicrobial and antiviral and antifungal, we bring you the resonance of love. Have that go through your body and see how you feel. So that's OxySilver. And again, toll-free, 888-508-4787, toll-free, 888-508-4787 is how you can get it. Now, please stay tuned to BBS Radio. I've talked about how wonderful the hosts are from the different programs that Don Nikoloff puts together and Seth in engineering. Thanks, Seth, for every day, every hour that you put on hosts, like who's coming up, our good friend Don Nikoloff is going to be coming up on Evidence Footprints on BBSRadio.com. Thanks to Don Newsom, Doug Newsom, Newsom Family, and Seth in Engineering. That's it for the Inside Hour this week. Join you again next week when we'll have a special guest where we're going to talk about some more, the Concert for the Living Water, the evolutionary event that is going to set humanity free to the max. Love you. Bye for now.